Maybe you've heard the term heat dome thrown around the past week.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Yeah, heat dome apparently is in this area, atmosphere trapping all the heat, and it's just like a wet blanket outside. So I'm.
How do we poke a hole in that? Can we poke a hole in that?
Yeah, can we let a little
cool air
out?
Back in?
Can
That'd
we
be great.
Let a little air out? That'd be great.
That'd be great.
I was on a jog yesterday because, you know, it's like you think about these things and you're like, man. This would be the time when I'd like to have an indoor treadmill maybe and do something like that, but I don't. So off
just
I go.
Just gotta keep going out in the atmosphere.
And I think about, you know, as I'm jogging, you know, the people that are looking at me going, "What an idiot!"
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that to yourself? Have you felt how hot it is?
Right. But then I ran by some roofers, and I'm thinking to myself. Dang.
Of all the jobs that you wish that you could just be like, you know what? Call me when it cools off.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back out.
This has got to be one of the hottest jobs because, you know, you're thinking about asphalt. You're thinking about the tar roofs and everything.
Yeah, because the
heat
is
radiating back
from,
up.
Yes.
That has just got to be excruciating.
Ooh, you've got to stay completely hydrated.
And then
like what do you have to do to try to cool yourself off in
right.
that situation?
And then that, once I saw that, then I started noticing all these other things. And so while I'm on my jog, I noticed someone walking wearing a hoodie and a beanie.
I'm sorry, what's happening?
And long pants. And I'm like, buddy.
Have you felt how hot it is out here?
Buddy, why?
Are you okay?
Yeah, why? I mean, and so... you know, and I just started thinking, man, okay, what other jobs are
like the hottest jobs on planet Earth right now?
Yeah, because, you know, I was talking to my wife and she was like, yeah, I was in Sally's, you know, beauty, picking up some stuff for nails and things like that. And the AC was off.
Oh, no.
And so I got to think being in a small enclosed space that's supposed to have air conditioning.
Yes.
But doesn't.
Yeah.
Has got to be pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. And, well, you know, my husband and daughter were out to lunch yesterday. They were at Chick-fil-A, and the power went out while they were in there eating. So they had to shut everything down. And it's like,
dang.
Man, it's hot where it's blowing power.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's so hot.
I think any job where you're near maybe like a fryer, like if you're in food service and you're near a fryer and things like that, got a text from Jenny who said, my husband worked on top of a 2,000-degree furnace welding in an aluminum factory.
Oh, yeah, welding.
For 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lot of respect there. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and Virginia checks in and says mail carriers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hottest job.
Because, I mean, their window has to be constantly down. You're putting all the mail in mailboxes.
Well, that and those who are walking the routes.
Oh, yes.
Who park and they have to walk the
1,000%
routes. And
carrying all that heavy mail and
About that. My gosh. Yeah, and
their uniforms don't look like they breathe.
Well, you know, have you noticed that
the fabric doesn't look breathable?
The mail carriers a lot of times just wear civilian clothes.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't necessarily have the USPS uniform
so much anymore. Yeah.
So much anymore. I don't know if it's just an option or what the deal is, but yeah.
Pretty much anybody delivering, like UPS drivers and everything.
They've been
to walk the packages. Sometimes, you know, some of them are heavy.
Right.
Up to people's porches and this heat.
When we used to work downtown, the building that we were in, probably about once every couple years, the AC would go out.
Yep.
And it was like I described.
We were on the third floor. It was stifling.
Yeah, but there's no way to open a window.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it was literally stifling.
Oh my gosh, Melanie says, my husband's a mechanic, works outside. The shop is not air conditioned.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I guess the same could be said for extreme cold, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have to deal with any of the extreme temperatures.
Right.
Both are bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so heat dome is in effect. It's going to be like this for the next week. Some strong storms rolling in. Oh, yeah.
Gary Redbird. Yeah, garbage man with no AC in the truck, jumping in and out of the truck. 600 to 700 times.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, that, and you know, obviously, if you're a sanitation worker,
you
deal with the smells and everything.
It's smellier when it's hot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I gotta think that job gets a little bit more amped up when it's baking in the sun.
Oh, wow.
All that stuff is baking in the sun.
I can't even imagine. Got another text. They work in lawn care, 20 to 30 yards a day.
Oh, dang.
In long pants, sleeves, and rubber boots.
Oh, yeah. I do notice that. The lawn care workers, they are in full...
Yeah, because they're protecting their skin from the sun.
Their skin, yes. And a lot of times they wear the hats that have the neck coverings on them,
the
so they are completely covered head to toe. Man, you're right. Lawn care.
Bless
hot
your
job.
Hearts.
Yes.
At this point, we're really appreciating our air-conditioned studio.
Yeah, it's Kelly and I.
Really nice.
As we were like, yes, fan on us. Oh, it's nice.
I'll go down
air
the hall and get something from the fridge.
And, you know.
Get one of our
can we crank this down to 69, 68 degrees,
no,
you know?
Sir. I'm really comfortable. What's it at right now?
72.
Okay,
we're at 72.
That's my comfort zone.
Listen, it should be, if we're listening to LG&E, 78.
Oh, yeah, no, sir.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
Again,
sorry.
LG&E, send the bill to DJX.
Yes.
They'll cover it.
They're going to pay it.
And we'll keep our studios
can live like that.
At an optimum temperature. All right? You just stay out of our business.
You know what? The equipment can't function at
right.
that kind of
it
temperature.
Can't.
It can't.
Yeah,
it can't.
No, it can't. All right. Well, hey, kudos to anybody who has to be out in this because of your job.
T's and P's.
Yeah, T's and P's all around.